Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Joe Lundgren with Joseph Lundgren Consulting, a tile expert. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing well. This is the fourth day. You're at Chisai in Bologna, Italy. This is the end of the fourth day, and I'm sure you're worn out. Four strong days. I go every other year. You know, for those that haven't been, it's a massive campus, and there's a lot to see there. First question, real quickly, is the traffic about what it's been in years past? Look, you probably think there's going to be 100,000 people there at the end of the thing.
Yeah, I think they won't fall short at all from an attendance standpoint. I think they'll be over that 100,000 mark, and I think they have in the past. It looked very strong, and a lot of the factories that I spoke to felt very good about the traffic they were seeing all the way through today. Mm-hmm. On Thursday. So it's been a very good show thus far.
I have an editor there who's going to write a piece in the magazine about this, and I understand the weather there is really nice, isn't it?
Yes, and I mean, in years past, for those that have been here, I'm sure they understand the installation vendors are typically on the outside of the halls, and in the rainy season, they're not always so happy.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's been very mild weather, so it's been a great show, and also being able to enjoy the town, Bologna.
But one quick thing, we were talking a few minutes ago. Like I say, I go every other year, you go every year, and we spend a fortune on hotels, and you've tried something different that's paying off, and you're staying at an Airbnb, and your whole week-long stay is about what one night was costing you last year, right?
Yes, and not to put any names on specific hotels, because there isn't anybody that offers a discount in probably a 50-kilometer radius around the show here, the rates will go up by 3 to 4 times what their normal rates are. But mm-hmm. I was able to get on Airbnb and just go onto the map section and be able to find an apartment that I rented, a two-bedroom, for 6 nights for approximately €480. And that's what some people are paying for an evening. So it was great, a short 10-minute cab ride for me, so it's definitely something I'm going to be doing in the future.
So let's talk about product trends. I've been reading your reports. You do publish these reports. You have a website called josephlundgrenconsulting.com, and you can go there and look at actually past Chisai shows, past covering shows, but you also are publishing what you're seeing covering the show. I think there's 22 or so halls there, and you're getting through them all. Tell us just real quickly what you're seeing, if you would.
I sure will. I'll tell you, one of the things that we typically see is an overwhelming look that every manufacturer will come out with at the same time. 2 years ago, we saw a slew of hexes. Last year, we saw the shape of chevrons, mm-hmm. Also brick looks. And what I liked was that it was minimized this year. While there was some hacks and chevron and brick looks, it wasn't overpowering the show and seeing the same thing at each booth as we went through. But we did see some more versions of concrete, which is a worldwide product, and that version, there was some very nice looking concrete, and after a few generations, they're getting more and more creative in what they could do. And also, of course, wood. Wood is a category, I should say, of its own within the United States, and more and more manufacturers are doing the actual lengths of wood that we're seeing in the wood industry of 36 and 48 inch, and some of them going as long as 72 inch, which might be a little bit long for America at this point in time from an installation standpoint, but we do follow Europe,
mm-hmm.
and so that's definitely something that we would probably see in the future. But what was interesting this year, in past, we'd seen the fabrics come out, and fabric looks had done well and ran their course. But we've seen quite a few companies come out with what I'll call fabric, almost like tweed, and patterns that have been very realistic. And you think that they're very eye-catching and very nicely done. The question becomes, are they going to be a volume item for the United States? And I think there is, you know, more than a niche market out there on the commercial side that you'll see these things being used, you know, with some of the higher-end commercial companies. So I really enjoyed seeing the fabric coming back in and taking it to a new level.
Yeah, let me jump in on that real quickly, because the way they make that, I mean, it's really just the image of a fabric. It looks like a linen or a canvas. There's really no true, I mean, that outer layer or underneath the glaze, there's really, because, I mean, they have to fire this tile. It's just the visual of a fabric, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, that's the capability of the inkjet. Yeah. You know, like, our industry has come so far with the invention of the inkjet that it has really allowed us to do some unique looks that we just couldn't do in the past with rotocolor or even before that screen printing. So this is, makes our industry a lot more fun in terms of the capabilities that they can do and the realistic looks that we can get.
Yeah. So if we went into a subheading of what we call technology, obviously inkjet continues to evolve and it continues to look more and more realistic, because like in saying that wood look, I mean, they can create barn wood that, you know, it's got all kinds of not only undulations, which are done, that's a surface treatment, but also with, you know, darks and lights and knots and termite holes that, I mean, all that stuff is now able to. But another thing on technology, we're continuing, right, to see more larger format. And, I mean, that's just because that takes bigger presses and more know-how to make a big format like that, right?
Without a doubt. And, you know, that's, it's almost a separate category, and it would be debatable to call them slabs. But yeah, when you're looking at something that in American sizes is 3 foot by 10 foot long,
right,
on some of these, that to me is a slab, whether it is a 3/6 millimeter or up into now what we're seeing is 2 cm.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, you know, that's where we see the lamina technology and the SACMI continua technology has really taken the industry to another level. With the capability to do these slabs in a 2 cm, that's the thickness of a lot of the slab imported from around the world in the stone side, mm-hmm, is, and it will really be interesting to see how this does in the countertop role versus the traditional, what we've seen in the past, 3 and 6.5 millimeter thick,
yeah,
slabs. And so I'm excited to see it because you can control a whole lot. As a matter of fact, I had a conversation with a gentleman who owns a very high-end slab yard, and he said, I'm very interested in it because if I have a client who, for instance, wants a Calicutta book match, I can order that.
Yeah.
Whereas before, I'd have to go find that from a natural stone standpoint. So it adds a definite twist into the industry.
Mm-hmm. Now, 2 cm, that's almost an inch thick, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And traditionally on the stone side, on the slabs, depending upon the market, you'll see 2 cm and 3 cm in,
right,
the marketplace. But going to the 2 cm on the porcelain is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, and that'll put them, like you say, it'll put them in the countertop business. In addition,
without
to,
a doubt.
Yeah, in addition to the landscaping business. All right, so real quick, anything else? Anybody rolling out a big ad campaign? Is anybody noticeably absent? Any acquisitions? Any news in that area?
It's interesting. From anybody absent, mm-hmm, I would say every company that I could imagine was there,
yeah,
and even attracting new companies that would love to be able to come to the show.
Yeah.
And so I think the show is growing. I heard you interview the other day. I think there's over 900 vendors at the show.
Right.
And from an acquisition standpoint, it's, you know, what we see out there published in the newspapers, nothing's confirmed at this point in time,
yeah,
but we'll see how the acquisition wheel goes, so to speak.
Now, will you work the show tomorrow as well?
Actually, tomorrow I'm going to take a day off, Ken. First time in, I think, my history coming to Chairside, but I'm going to take one day off and try and relax and catch up a little bit and then head home on Saturday.
It's just an hour train ride down to Florence. You're not going to head down to check out any museums or any art, are you?
Well, you know, I'm not heading to Florence, but I might go the other way and end up at Lake Como.
Okay. It's very nice, very relaxing. Okay, Joe, it's great, yeah, great to spend time with you. Thanks for a quick read on what's going on at the Chersai Show, the largest ceramic tile show in the world. Again, been talking to Joe Lundgren with Joseph Lundgren Consulting, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.